T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The guy who's more connected to baseball in the city of Portland than anybody else is a two-time NL MVP and Woodrow Wilson High School product, Dale Murphy, who joins us now from sunny Florida from Atlanta Braves spring training. How you doing, Dale?
Doing great. Thanks for having me on. And what can I say? So, yeah, what you need to imagine now is that I'm at well, let's call them the Mavericks for the day, the Portland Mavericks spring training or something like that. I hope I'm pulling for that to happen, obviously, and wouldn't that be fun to do some reports from spring training for the Portland Baseball Club? That'd be fun.
Man, it would be amazing. And you're one of the guys that, I mean, you're such a great ambassador to the game of baseball here in the area, with not just all the work that you're doing with the Portland Diamond Project and being involved with them, but also in the community. Although you live outside of the state, you always come back for baseball in Portland. What would it mean to you if a Major League Baseball team came to your hometown in the Rose City?
Wow, I don't know. It's kind of hard to imagine. I grew up there going to Portland Beavers games and was so lucky to be able to be a part of Wilson High School baseball and Watco Electric during, the summer with American Legion. And, and get to know and understand what baseball is like in Portland and in the greater community area, the history of baseball there and the people that are involved in baseball, and that it's continued, and now it's even continued to put baseball on the map with the success of Oregon State, and there's just so many good baseball things that have been happening there, and then for this opportunity to to be a small part of the Portland Diamond Project, to get to know everybody involved. They're so well organized, just doing things the right way, thinking the right way, what it can do for the community, the city of Portland's ready. I don't know if we were ready 20, 30 years ago. We always thought about it, but now we're ready. That market is ready. It's got a great baseball heritage. I know, for instance, the Pickles draw well. And
that's right.
It's just there's a lot of things going on, and I don't have any question that the great sports fans of Portland and Oregon and that area would continue to support baseball like they have soccer and basketball, which we know about. And it's just an exciting thing. I can't put into words how excited I would be when it's going to happen. I think it's going to happen, and when it does, it's just going to be a blast. I think it'll be so great for the community, and there's just such a rich heritage and history of the game of baseball there for all the people who have kind of laid the groundwork. It'll be a great day.
Dale Murphy is our guest. He is a Woodrow Wilson High School graduate and went on to play in the major leagues. The Atlanta Braves number 3 is retired there, where he was a 7-time All-Star and a 2-time NL MVP. And Dale, I mean, I have to ask you this. What can I personally do to get our hometown guy into the Baseball Hall of Fame? It is long overdue. I know you hear it all the time, but that is something that – I mean, we look at it, 7-time All-Star, 2-time NL MVP, and you handle yourself so well every time this question is asked, and it's a place that you're deserved to be in Cooperstown.
Well, thank you. I just really appreciate it. If you can get a vote somehow, I'd appreciate that, but I'm just kidding. The thing
I'll see what I can do.
They've changed, they've changed the process. Some guys from the 80s and 70s are getting some more consideration. So you know, I appreciate the fact that, you know, they've changed things to give us an extra look. So I'm getting some extra looks, and we'll see what happens.
I love it. And, you know, on top of that, we talk about the accolades in a career, and obviously the Baseball Hall of Fame is a big one. But, you know, what does it mean to you when, you know, Atlanta Braves, a storied franchise like that, in 1994, they retired your number and amongst the all-time greats in what is an all-time great franchise in baseball. And building a connection with a city, I guess, and how it could relate to bringing baseball to Portland. You're a guy from Portland, Oregon. You go to Atlanta, and now you're a Hall of Famer in the Georgia State Hall of Fame. Your number three is retired. And that connection that players can kind of build with your city as you play your career there.
Well, yeah, you know, it's just interesting. I was scared to death, to be honest with you, when I first started and left Portland and, you know, went to rookie ball. And, you know, I didn't really know what was going on. I was like, I'm just going to give this a shot and see what happens. And now after all these years, you look back and you see how lucky, you know, you are and how many people really helped me. It just is a, you know, something that you can't really, I mean, I wasn't planning on it. I'll be honest with you. I didn't really know I was going to make it till probably after 3 years of minor league baseball where I started, you know, getting better, started hitting the ball a little bit. So, you know, things got, you know, but I got with a great organization and, you know, to have my number retired is, really, again, one of the great honors to be there with some of the greats in the game, Hank Aaron and Warren Spahn and Phil Niekro, amongst the others. You know, it's just a great honor.
He is Dale Murphy, and he's working with the Portland Diamond Project. One thing that Brian Hunter said to us when we were talking to him a little earlier is, you know, people, if you don't understand what a baseball team can mean to a city, why don't you go to a city that has Major League Baseball and check it out? One thing is kind of those community aspects of helping baseball out along, and you know, with the Portland Diamond Project, can you kind of give us a little taste? I mean, you have a restaurant where the new Atlanta Braves Stadium is. What can a baseball team just coming to Portland mean for the surrounding area? Not just baseball fans that are here in Portland.
Well, there's no question that the Atlanta Braves, what they've done with SunTrust Park and their mixed-use development in the area is kind of the jewel of Major League Baseball now. And I know all those involved with the Portland Diamond Project have seen SunTrust and what's possible. All of Major League Baseball has been to Atlanta to see what the Braves have done. And if you, you know, I'm sure a lot of people listening here have been there and experienced it, but what they've got next to the stadium is almost a little city that they built in 3 years. And I know the Portland Diamond Project is designed to do exactly that. It just won't be a stadium plopped down in, you know, in the middle of some acreage somewhere. It's going to be a beautiful site on the river with housing and retail and restaurants, and it's an incredible opportunity economically, not only just for the development there, but you're right, baseball is really a unique sport that I think the city of Portland is ready for and can support, as well as the size of the stadium. You know, those days of those 52,000 seat stadiums or something like that are over. I know the stadium with the Portland team is going to be, you know, like 25,000, between 25 and 30,000, just be a real intimate place. And baseball in the summer in Portland is going to be incredible. I mean, it's going to be an incredible experience. And there's nothing like just experiencing a pennant race and, you know, a World Series someday. So that's, you know, and then, but just the community, like I say, baseball is on the map in Portland with all that's been done over the years. But when you get a major league team, it just enhances the whole community in ways. And baseball's got some good things going for it. There's been an uptick in youth participation. And, you know, I know with all the good folks in Portland, like the Friends of Baseball, that they do in the community, create some more baseball fans. It'll be an incredible experience to go to a game in Portland, no question about it.
Dale Murphy, our guest. Before we let you go, you are down in Florida with the Braves this spring training, and you teased us with the imagine it being the Portland Mavericks in spring training. Do you hear? Is there any buzz of the people in baseball circles down there talking about the potential of, you know, possibly a team coming to Portland, or are you just a one-man crew down there spreading the word of bring Major League Baseball to Portland? Do people seem receptive around baseball?
Oh yeah, no, everybody wants it to happen. You know, so many people have been to Portland for a number of reasons, and everybody loves the city. I mean, that's why we love Portland, and it's, you know, you're proud of being from you know, Portland in the Pacific Northwest. No question about it. There's you know, unanimity to anybody I talk to that could experience going to a game in Portland and playing there, you know, or visiting there as the supporting staff. You know, talk about the media or the, you know, those who travel and arrange all that, just not the players. You know, I don't talk to the players that much about Portland. You know, these are a bunch of kids. But I, you know, I talk to all the, you know, all the media people and the people I talk to that know what Portland's about. You know, they're ready to go. They hope it happens sooner rather than later, for sure.
Dale Murphy, a guest, and truly an honor to talk to you as growing up here in the Portland area. The Power Alley poster was in my bedroom, and I think it was for a lot of kids and adults in this area right now. So thank you for the time, man. I really appreciate it.
Oh, great. Thank you for having me on, and you know, MLB to PDX as soon as possible.
There we go. Dale Murphy joining us, kind enough to join us live from Florida at Braves spring training, where, you know, his number three is retired in Braves lore.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.